This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the Constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity in diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha today. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to implement Uniform Civil Code, UCC, because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said NDA government is working to bring a secular UCC. Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before Parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes development for all and zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said India is committed to become a developed nation and it will become a third largest economy in coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi said the government is working with a focus on women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed by the parliament last year. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. The Reserve Bank of India has announced an increase in the limit for collateral-free agricultural loans from 1.6 lakh to 2 lakh rupees. It will be effective from the 1st January next year. In a statement, the Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry said that this decision acknowledges the impact of inflation and the increasing cost of agricultural inputs on farmers. Our correspondent reports that the banks have been instructed to provide widespread publicity to ensure maximum outreach and awareness among farmers and stakeholders of their operational area. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called for finding a systematic solution to stubble burning and said that it should not be left to individuals. Addressing the gathering after conferring the National Energy Conservation Awards 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar urged to find a solution for the hazardous environmental situation that the national capital faces every year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that service, dedication and goodwill are values of our Indian culture that define our Indian society and are also linked to its identity. Addressing a private event in Delhi, Mr. Singh said that the scriptures proclaim service as the highest form of religion with no greater religion than service. In South Korea, Parliament today voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law declaration earlier this month. The motion was passed in the National Assembly with a 204-85 vote. After this impeachment by Parliament, President Yoon's powers will be suspended until the Constitution Court decides whether to reinstate or remove him from office. In hockey, India stormed into the final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament, beating Japan 3-1 in semi-final at Muscat in Oman. For India, Mumtaz Khan, Sakshi Rana and Deepika bagged early goals to ensure their victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.